KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. And John, Zero Dark Thirty, the movie about the hunt for Osama bin Laden, opening last night in New York and Los Angeles, doing great ticket sales, but stirring up a ton of controversy.
Yeah, very good reviews from prominent film critics, but not such good notices from probably the most important audience for this film, and that is the United States Senate.
Yes, Dianne Feinstein, our senator from here in California and chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, Carl Levin, chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, and John McCain, a person who knows something about torture from his experiences in Vietnam, ranking member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, sent a letter to Sony Pictures expressing deep disappointment, calling the film grossly inaccurate and misleading in its suggestion that torture resulted in information that led to the location of Osama bin Laden.
The movie really suggests that there were components of torture in extracting information that led the CIA and eventually the Navy SEALs to Osama bin Laden's compound. So there's two problems here. I mean, one is the factual problem. Screenwriter Mark Bull, who teamed with director Catherine Bigelow, has stated quite emphatically that he reported this movie as a journalist would report a news story, that he is a journalist and he talked to sources and really pieced this story together. And they've held the film out to be accurate. Now, people like Dianne Feinstein, who have access to classified information, are probably in a better position to know how accurate the film is or isn't. The other problem is that when you position your film as one thing and you have the U.S. government saying it is not what it appears to be, then you have a real problem with the Academy. And the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, this movie is a leading contender for the Best Picture Oscar. And I talked to an Oscar strategist today who said this is, and I'm quoting now, a body blow from which this film cannot recover. Because it's not as if you're attacking, you know, the methodology or somebody's hair color or somebody was overweight. It's about the behavior and conduct of the United States government. And when you have three senators telling you that you got it wrong, I don't know what they can say. They can't say our information is better than yours because you're talking to the U.S. government.
And as that is going on, Steven Spielberg is in Washington showing Lincoln to a bipartisan group as we are teetering on the fiscal cliff. And it strikes me, you know, Washington giveth and Washington taketh away with this Oscar race. It's crazy, but it's connected. Steven Spielberg is positioning Lincoln as this message of bipartisanship and an uplifting message at a time when the nation is still reeling from, you know, this violence in Newtown, Connecticut, and all of this extreme partisanship. Steven Spielberg has one message, and I feel that Zero Dark Thirty clearly is caught up in all of this controversy. There could be a backlash, John, in Hollywood of people saying, you know, it's enough of these people beating up on our own, but it does feel like a problem.
No, I mean, Academy strategists are very careful about finding Oscar voters in Palm Springs and Santa Barbara and Paris. They should have looked in the United States Senate, even though they're not voters. It's amazing that, as you say, the U.S. Senate is going to play such a critical role in this year's Oscar race. Yes, the very same day that the senators were writing a letter to the chairman of Sony Pictures, they were screening Steven Spielberg's Lincoln. They were condemning one film and celebrating the other.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Kim.
That's John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. John joins me each Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.